Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shumas of Ayin Aleph, and we are starting about the fourth line with a quote from the mission of Achin Kain Shaya Eichel V'chulu, and in the Vilna source of daf, it's on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, right before the end of the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basir Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So in the beginning of the mission, a number of scenarios were mentioned where a person was allowed to eat truma and then found out later that they weren't allowed to. And the one that we start out over here discussing is a Kain who had a heter to eat truma because he thought he was a Kain, and then later on it turned out that he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. His mother was divorced, or she was a Chalutza, and that means that his father wasn't allowed to marry her, making him, this kain under discussion, a chalal, who's not allowed to eat truma. And the Havamina right now, why he's putter, is because since he began eating beheter, so he's not chayef to pay. I think where it tells us, Rav Chagai shal chavraya, Rav Chagai asked Acham in the Beis Medrash, minayla echel bereshos shu putter. So how do we know that since he started out eating bereshos, he's putter? Mabin savar shu chulin v'nimtza truma, shu chayef, and mabin savar shu kain v'nimtza Yisrael, shu putter. What's the difference between the following two cases? A fellow who thought his food was chulin, and he ate it, and it turned out it was truma, so he's chayef to pay, as we've been discussing for many dafim. Why is that different than when he thinks that he's a kain and it turns out that he's a Yisrael, he's putter for paying for truma that he ate? So Amrle, they told him, Mehari is Bezdin. He only becomes not a kain based off of the psak of Bezdin, meaning up until he gets an official psak from Bezdin that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, making him a chalal, answering him from eating truma, he actually has becheskas kain and he's allowed to eat this truma, and that's why he's not chayv to pay. Whereas a Yisrael who thought this was chulin, but it turned out to be truma, was never allowed to eat this truma in the first place. And that's the difference between the two cases. So Amrle and Rav Chai continue talking. I have another question. Ma ben savar shu chol v'nimtza Shabbos shu chayiv, and ma ben savar shu Pesach v'nimtza Shlomim shu pater. What's the difference between if a person thought that today is weekday, so he shechted an animal, and it turns out that it's Shabbos, so he's chayiv to bring a carbon for doing that, and the case where Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, so one's allowed to and actually must shecht the carbon Pesach then, and so he shechted an animal thinking that it was a carbon Pesach, but it turned out to be a Shlomim, and he's pater in that case. What's the difference? So Amr Le, they told him, Mishaychet Rishos, because on Erev Pesach, when he's shechting an animal that he thinks is the carbon Pesach, he's shechting bereshos. He's allowed to be shechting an animal right now if it was a Karan Pesach. And this is called Tabi Dvar Mitzvah. He made a mistake while he was in the process of doing a mitzvah. He thought he was shechting a Karan Pesach, but it turned out to be a Shlomim, so he's Pater in that scenario. But just stop shechting an animal on Shabbos because you thought it was Friday, well, there's no reshos for that, and that's why he's Chayiv. Ein Alpha Beis on top, Amr Loin. He continued telling them, Oitzri Chali, I have another question. Ma Bein Savar Shu Shuman Vinim Tzachelev Shu Chayiv, Ma Bein Savar Shu Aser Vinim Tzamutter Shu Pater. What's the difference between the following two cases? A fellow has a piece of meat in front of him, he thinks it's plain regular kosher fat, and it turns out to be chaylev, forbidden fats, and over there he's chayv to bring a carbon for eating it. And a case where he has a piece of meat in front of him, which he thinks is not kosher, and he dafke tells himself, I'm going to eat this not kosher meat. And he eats it, and it turns out that it was really kosher meat, that he's potter from bringing carbon in that case. What's the difference? In regards to this question, loy gavune, they didn't respond to him, that's a proper girsa, and amr loin, so he told them, nimlachan minon, let's go look for an answer. And then he himself, Rav Chagai, came up with an answer. The pasuk tells us in regards to bringing a chatos, oyahoyda elov chatos evahavi, or if they let him know about his chatos, and he brings a carbon. And this in regards to the whole discussion of the Torah of a person bringing a carbon for doing something b'shagig. And what do we learn from here? Hashav mi yidiyasai, chayav al shegasai. If a person would hold back or turn around from what he's doing based off of knowledge that what he's doing is aser, so then he's chayav if he did a b'shagig. Yatzazeh, shafil yodei in a pyresh, excluding this guy that even if he knew about it, he wouldn't stop what he's doing. In other words, the difference between these two cases is as follows. When a person is doing something that's an avera, if he finds out that it is an avera before he does it, he would refrain and withhold himself from doing it. So then, if he actually does a b'shegeg, he's chayav a carbon. But in this situation, where he thinks the piece of meat is treif, if he was told, by the way, you should know it's not treif, he's not going to stop and not eat it, he'll continue eating it. So therefore, he's not chayav a carbon for eating it, even though he thought it was treif. It's important to note that he does need some sort of kapara. There are gemaras that discuss that, that since he had in mind to do an avera, even though he didn't actually do an avera, he still needs a kapara, but his kapara isn't bringing a carbon. Another gemara tells us that Rabbi Yossi Lagabayin, Rabbi Yossi came to them, meaning he went into the Beis Medrash, and he heard this question that Rav Chagai asked, and so Armelain, he told them, why didn't you give him an answer from the following pasuk? So Amrle, they told him, he asked the question and he actually gave that very same answer that you just gave. I want to explain the mission the way it said, if a kain is standing and he's doing avodah on the mizbeach and it turns out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua whether or not the karbonus that he had brought are kosher, and Rabbi Yeshua had said that everything that he had brought up until now is beseder, we don't pasul it. So Rabbi Yechon says, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, zeh echad mishleshim midrashas shem mechuvarim b'tayrah. This is one of the three drashas that are clear in the Torah that we have no questions about, that everything this kain brought up until now is kosher. And what's the drasha? So pasuk tells us in regards to bikurim, ubasa al kain asher yeh bayam ahem, and you shall come to the kain that is in those days, and you bring him your bikurim, and so on and so forth. So the question is, chiyash kain achshav ve'ein kain lachar zman? Is there such a kain that he's only a kain now and he's not a kain later? That's what's mashma from the pasuk. The pasuk says you should bring it to the kain that's nowadays. Mashma that he's a kain now, but later on he's not a kain. Well, what type of guy is that? And the answer is there really such a person like that? Who is this? Asked the Gemara. Zashahayo Amiru Makir Vagav Mizbeach. This is a person. He's a kain. He's standing on the Mizbeach, bringing karbonos. V'naydishu ben grusha ben chalutza. It turns out that he's ben grusha ben chalutza. Shavai dosek shera is a avodah that he did up until now is kosher, and that's what the pasuk is telling us, that you should bring it to a kain asher yabayam mahem. Right now he's a kain, and everything he does is considered 100% done by a kain. Later on, maybe he's going to lose his status as a kain, but right now he's a kain. Now, Rav gives a different pasuk for this din. The pasuk says upayel yadav tirtze, which literally means accept the deeds of his hand. And this pasuk is talking about Levim, and what do we learn from here? Kol shu mizar shel Levi, avodas ekshera. Anyone, if he's from Zara Levi, his avodah is kosher, even though he turned out later to be a ben grusha ben chalutza. And this fits with the pasuk even better, because the pasuk right beforehand says, Barech Hashem cheloi upayel yadav tirtze. And the word cheloi is being understood as even if he becomes a chalal, it turns out that this kain is not a kain anymore, still upayel yadav tirtze, except what his hands did previously, meaning except his avodah. So now we're going to see three nafkaminas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. I'll dive to Rav according to Rav, meaning based off of the pasuk that he brought, Ubavad kain makriv. The only way we'd be able to say that something that he ate doesn't have to be paid for, or avodah that he did is not problematic, is only if he's a kain that's allowed to do avodah in the mizbeach, meaning he's not a baal mum. But if he was a baal mum, this wouldn't apply to him, because the pasuk is specifically talking about avodah. However, this would apply to any kain, even if this kain is not right to do avodah in the mizbeach. Still, if he once upon a time had the status of a kain, and let's say he ate something reserved for kaihanim, and then again it turns out that he's not really a kain, he's a chalal, he wouldn't have to pay for that. It requires some sort of kapara, again, because Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk is much more general. It's just talking about Kaihanim. Furthermore, I'll tell you to Rav, according to Rav, Ubavad v'kachi mikdash. The only hatter that would apply to this kain is if we're talking about kachi mikdash. Because since the pasuk is talking about avoda, upayel yadav tirtze, that's referring to kachi mikdash like karbanos. So then we say that even though later on this fellow turned out not to be a kain, everything that he did up until now is beseder. But in regards to chuma, for example, there wouldn't be this hatter, because chuma has nothing to do with payel yadav. Whereas I'll tell you to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, v'afilu b'kachi agvul, even when we're talking about kachi agvul, which is chuma, there's this hatter. Because again, Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk is much more general. And lastly, I'm based on alpha on top. According to Rav, we would say Ubavad b'shas mikdash. This hatter only applies when we have the base of mikdash, because since the pasuk is talking about doing avoda in the base of mikdash, so it has to be that we have a base of mikdash to have this hatter. Whereas al dati Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'zmanezeh, this would apply even nowadays that we don't have a base of mikdash, because it's a much more general pasuk, and therefore we're much more lenient. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.